Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Ali Ali, beautiful song, images. One of the major parts of the problem in America today, images. That the attempt of being given the attempt to portray the creator of this creation. So we're here tonight on the Brock Talk Radio Station. Started a little late because I mean call in late. So we started off tonight at 7:30, and so we'll go to 9:30.
No.
Yeah, we got an hour, 2 hours. So all praise are due to Allah for this about Brock Radio Station. We're gonna start it off like we always do with a prayer. We call our Fatiha means to open. We hope this talk up with. Thanking Allah for another day and thanking Allah for blessing us to be Muslim. Humalay Shaitan Majin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, we be light and mean. Rahman Rahim. Maliki Omitin. Iyakana Buriyakana Stahim. Etine Sarata Mustakim. Sarata Ladina Antor Lehim. God, we may do believe him while it only I mean. English translation, with the name of Almighty God, Allah, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, we all live thee alone that we worship, and thy aid we should be seeking. O Allah, please continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast restore thou favors on, and not of those who are going astray. Amen. We thank you for joining us tonight on the Brock Talk Radio Station. We had a little technical problem. It started a little late. The show hadn't been announced or me. So we started a little late. All praise be to Allah, but we got it off the ground. I mean, got it off the ground. So praise be to Allah. The show was sponsored by California under the thought of Amin Muhammad coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School. And so we hope that one day there'll be a Sims School in every location in the country. Sims School, meaning school not only education or read and write, but scientists and all the other things that the human being God put in them to technology and stuff. Bring that out of the children so we can continue growing a modern world and coming out of the children that we produce. So all praise and due to Allah. But we're here tonight and keep this keep the idea in the world that get this idea out that the problem with the world, people, that the image has been raised up. And this image has caused so much problems, so much misery and death and hatred between people. And that's why Allah said, don't make them. And we can see by them making one in the world, telling all them lies on that image, how much misery and hatred have caused and still causing in the world. Still causing. That's certain places you walk. In this country, by yourself, and people that don't in that image see you, they might call the police on you, calling saying you don't belong to that neighborhood. Then that's one true. Then look at the internet, look at YouTube. You see it all the time. They call these people Karen and Karen. These people, that's their name. They are earned by calling the police on innocent people. You go to a motel and one of them in there and first thing they want to know, do you live here? Can you come into the pool? So this is always going to happen. And for us to turn the other cheek and think it's going away, Allah says he's not going to change the condition until we change was in our heart of ourselves. We can't help people to change their heart. Or we just sitting down and letting them rule us and let's do any kind of way. One of the things they said in the racist said, y'all don't own nothing. Y'all come to us with everything. So they know. And they don't say, well, we made it like that. We caused this to happen. They don't say that. They don't say we took the best books out of school and gave you the worst book. They don't say that. They don't say that you more likely to get locked up for nothing, and they will not get locked up for nothing. The police won't even say nothing to them. They do. They'll cuss the police out, and nothing will happen to them. I seen it with my own eyes and heard it with my own ears, them cussing the police out. Nothing happened. So they know in order to keep that image out in front of, they must keep uniting. They must have difference, but they put their difference down to come and stand against us like a solid wall, even though they are wrong. They'll stand together. Not all of them, but too many of them doing that. And we don't need none of them doing it. And the only way we can slow this down or get rid of the image got to go by them telling us, having these preachers to tell us that a man named Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago died for our sins. And the same preacher that tell that lie is not going to go down to the courthouse and tell not one judge, go to the probation office and tell not one people in there that our people don't need to be on probation because Jesus already prayed. Right? They're not going to do that. But they tell us that they fill our heads full of these lies. Huh? That Jesus died for our sin. Here's a man hanging on the cross, didn't even save himself, is our Savior. These are the blind deaf and dumb words that are given to people, innocent people, who will fight you to tell you that. They will calm you down, even though it don't make no sense. Ain't nothing they can stand on to prove that. Nothing they have there to back it up, but they are all with you tooth and nails to tell you, yeah, and then show you a picture of the man. It don't look nothing like the picture in the Bible. The picture in the Bible, this man got three feet that burn in brass, like brass. He got curly hair. They give you a blonde head, Caucasian man, keen nose, brown, blue eyes, and light skin or red skin, whatever. As your Lord and Savior, you don't look just nothing like the man they describe in Revelation. So we are victim of this, and now we see this, that we have to tell the world that they've been lied to. And like they're saying, telling the world now that African American they was already here when we got here. They're coming out and saying that. And Imam Wahdi Muhammad and others have been told us that. So they have kept this a secret from the majority of the people. And to tell the majority of the people that is like talking to a wall, because our people become so hardy, so stiff. They don't believe nothing that you said. So, no, they won't believe nothing Jesus said, because Jesus more look like us more than they look like the other people. But because they don't put that image up in front of their eyes, they're looking for the other people to tell them more than what we can tell them. They do. So we got a problem that we have to straighten out. And God done allowed us to straighten this problem up because we living in the judgment. So we tell them that the only thing we can do is warn them of the danger of keep worshiping the image. We don't picket their churches. We don't pass out flyers to the majority of the people. Remove all racial image. And now people refuse. People, well, I want to say all people. Not my people, because all people belong to Allah. We all are the children of Adam. And we all come from Allah, come here to be tested. So not my people. I'm talking about the people that been put in the category with me as being the black people, color people, whatever, you know, whatever they decide to call us, the coons, the Negroes, or whatever. But they have been calling us, so they put all of us in a boat. And then when our people do get up and get in good shape, start making money, they don't come back to the people that's in bad shape. They keep going. They think their head gets so big, they don't think that the law will break them. Actually, K-West, they said they took his, they just about took everything he said, everything he owned, because he said, spoke the truth when they analyzed what he said about the Jews. They took his diploma of his certificate where he graduated from the art school. They took in one while he couldn't even see his children.
Really?
Yeah, these people, when they come, they don't play fair. These are low down people. So this ought to be a warning to all the rest of us. But our people are the worst people in the world to warn. Because you can tell them the truth and it be clear that nose on the face, their nose on their face, and they refuse to listen and refuse to try to make a change in this society and get mad at you for bringing them the truth. Huh? And they want to argue with you, and they have no book of enlightenment or nothing they can point to of any truth. But they'll argue with you, have been trained the organ that's come from that image, come from the movies, the magazines, the music. How can we come forward to let the people that in our condition continue to listen to bad music and not warn them about it? Music that sang up under the ground. And that now that music is so bad, it don't matter how bad, how filthy it sounds, how much destruction in that music, they still play it on the radio. And the language, and why do they laugh such music at this day and time? The way you keep somebody from waking up and making progress, you give them the worst food, worst music, worst education and everything else that is worse, and you give that to them. That kills their motivation. Make them think that football, everybody going to be a football player, or cheerleader, or actor, or player. Make them think that they can move up in the world if they all become those things there. And that's what they're doing. They take that TV and they whip us with it. They whip us out of shape. They whip us in what we need, what we don't need to be buying. They make us feel that if we don't own what they put out there, what they make popular, and we don't own it, then we are really not living. They are the master deceivers, and they got some of us right along with the master deceivers. Huh? Yeah. Always have been. When the war between the North and the South, many African-Americans fought for the South to keep us enslaved. And that's the same thing these rappers are doing now. These rappers, you think that Ku Klux Klan is singing a song toward us. But you look and see that people that look like us, our children, our next generation, singing us underground with all kind of foul music, calling the women bees and agents, calling the women boys niggas, and then talking about riding down on the kill the man, and I run over the man, and he ain't no good. I'm going to use him up. I'm going to hurt him. He in my face. He in my grill. All this foolishness. So we have a job to do, because if we woke, we going to wake up and do the job that Allah woke us up to. When he said that you a Muslim, that means you the best to handle this situation. You're the best to go deal with this situation. But, yeah, you got to have a Quran. You got to have the knowledge of Scripture to even think about it, having attempted do anything about the evil that this world is spreading out and sending to us. I look at the school bus that pull up and let the young people off. You can't tell the young people are hoodlums or prostitutes. Our young people get off the bus, and you can't tell us a lot of times if they men or girls or boys. Huh? Who did this? Who caused this problem? Satan himself. It was Satan controlling everything, controlling the school. One thing, when he took prayer school, he started controlling the school. Start telling the child that your mama spank you, you come tell us, we'll lock her behind us. And that's exactly what they'll do. You're afraid to tell your child what to do, and your child living in your roof, and you're afraid to tell him not to do a certain thing. At the same time, you see him going to hell right in front of your eyes, but you're afraid to tell him not to do that, because he'll go to school and tell those teachers that you discipline him, and next thing you know, you're in prison for a long time trying to save and help your child stay on the right road. They'll crucify you. Talking about crucify Jesus, they'll crucify you. So we said all praise are due to Allah. Ain't but one God, but they don't teach that. They teach that three gods, or they teach a man God, huh? So now that God is God, And then it says Jesus is God. That's two God. And that's one God too many. And that's what they got to keep out there, because if they don't keep that out there, one God would make us see our responsibility, and they don't want that. They don't want us to have any responsibility for ourselves. So we say all praise are due to our Lord. Lord, chair and stain of all worlds. He lives, he never dies. No, the Bible saying the same thing. But you got to be able to go in the Bible and show them what it said that, and then you gotta let them know that when Jesus said that one will come after him, he was talking about one coming after him also bringing revelation that he might not have. He said he's gonna lead us in all truth. If Jesus brought us revelation and he didn't say he brought us all truth, there got to be all truth coming. There got to be a revelation. And he said one will come after him, and no other person had ever been born and right after Jesus had been born other than fit that person to lead us all in all this truth. But Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, who is the seal of the prophet. There's no other man fit that qualification as being the one who bringing the whole truth. And we, since we have the Quran, we have that truth, and since they some of them have come together, stop us from spreading the truth and telling lies on us that we terrorists, we ride the rug and all this dumb stuff they done add to us. We worship a man. And there's no man on our wall to worship that we put in front of us and say a prayer to. There's no man. We told not to do that. But they would step there and tell that lie on us, and then we got all these imams around here that hear that and know that and won't stand up against that. All they tell you is thick up, to pray. Allah said he's not going to change your condition, and then he tell us that prayer without work don't count for nothing. They're gonna pray and not get them to go to work against this evilness that's been spread throughout the land, that causing people to lose their family, lose their home, lose their job and everything else. Well, I'm talking about a lie. And that's a terrible thing they done put out there. And that's all they do 24/7, put lies out. Got all Netflix, got BET, got all these channels that spread nothing but lies and witchcraft and foolishness. So we got a job that we have been chosen to do by Almighty Allah. He didn't wake us up and turn and let us know who Prophet Muhammad was and not to do and live and carry ourselves and make things happen like Prophet Muhammad with the help of Allah. Allah would assist us in helping us to remake this world, not change Christians into Muslims, but give them the real concept of what religion is all about. Because they worship an image, and they bowing down the image of praying to a man, they have become a pagan in their life. And they should be told that. Ain't nothing wrong. The Christianity, the word itself is not bad, but when you fall down and worship a man, that's not the religion of God. That is a religion of Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, the one should never been thought, been given any thought to. Allah said, show the devil, leave it alone. And they've been running to the devil. Like Gina said, God didn't send nobody to come to us to ride around in the jet. You can't get on it. Can't even get on the jet. If you find a jet, then say he got to have it. You want to get somewhere else? Ride the private jet plane like everybody else, and ride a car, use the car like everybody else. No, they want to tell a lie, get people to buy them a jet, buy them a big mansion, and say God wants them to have that big mansion. They got a big mansion, and you hardly got a place to stay. But they tell you that if you want to get the help, you got to put something in the cup. you gotta put something in the bucket. And all most of it go to them, and they live good while you hardly live at all. You got to wait on somebody to give you some substance, check or something, and they living good off you. And then telling you a lie that God spoke to them, God came to them. And when God spoke to them, they ain't help you get no better. He spoke to them. So all these lies, we've got to wake up from these lies that this world have offered us. So anybody else on this in the queue want to say the name, Max One, come on into your queue. Let's get busy trying to change this situation. We know the problem, but we have a solution. We want to work more with the solution and get rid of the problem. That's what we want to do. We don't want to keep badging and pointing to the problem. We see the problem. We see it every time we walk out our door. We see it every time we read a newspaper. We see it every time we turn the TV on. Just the other day, we turned the TV on. I stayed up the street where I stand. It's Cattle Road. Some young man, a running young man down and shot the life out of him. Shot the life out of him.
Wow.
So that's two lives gone. Because they catch him, he going to get life. He done took a life, he going to get life. And God told him, if he had been reading the scripture, thou shalt not kill. So he didn't get the book. He got the book. He didn't believe that or he didn't follow that. Then now he's not only in trouble with the Creator, he in trouble with his life. His life is hanging in the balance. His life is just about bad shape because he ran somebody down and shot him down like a dog, worse than a dog. If they shoot run the dog now and shoot and kill that dog, they never get out of jail. They might give him some time. He still might get out of jail. So somebody will raise their hand in the queue. So let me turn on this person. Mac, I look like our brother, one of the co-host worker here, Suja Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I got it. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also bear witness and testify. Jesus said, let this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, we're going to let it shine. You know, we can't put this light out. Especially our own self, we definitely can't put it out our own self. You know, we gonna let this light shine, and that's the whole purpose of Blog Talk and all these other programs that we own, to let this light shine. You know, and just imagine if the light was cut off, and we had to work in darkness. You know, we gonna let this light shine, and the more someone try to go against it, Allah's light, Allah said He perfects it. In other words, it makes it clear. It gets crystal clear. You know, when someone try to stand up against it, trying to go against it, it's wind up being a testimony against them. It'd be a testimony against them. And so, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know, and I think that's a good song that the Christian had. You know, I'm going to let it shine. So we have El Islam, you know. We have the Deen, the way of life. that is designed, you know, for the human being. We got the way of life that is designed for the human being. Shaitan has he has another style, you know, it seems like it's designed for the human being, but it's not. When they put it on, he don't look right, you know. It don't look right on it, you know. Things that's showing shouldn't be showing, you know. Things that need to show, we don't see it, you know. So this truth that Satan has is really not a light. It's not nothing that you should look at it, you know. And Satan is one that don't want you to see him. Satan try to hide, try to cover up. They say there's going to come a time where the light going to be so bright that you're going to have a people that following the Satan, and they're going to try to cover themselves up. And so they say when they try to cover their feet, they say the head going to show. So when they cover their head, the feet going to show. So they ain't going to be able to hide. They ain't gonna be able to hide. Everybody gonna see them. They think that nobody don't see them, but it's the position that they take. That's when you see Satan. It's the position that he takes. When he starts defending, when they start defending Satan, then you know what's happening. You know, that light is shining on them. They say, wow, ain't this something? All the time. You know, I was thinking this way, but I can see clear now. You know. The command say that the hypocrite protects each other. They defend each other. The hypocrite and the disbeliever. Anytime you catch a person defending something wrong, then that's who Allah is talking about. You don't defend wrong. When you defend something, you make sure that it's you can see it in the Quran, or you don't heard it over and over and over. You know it's the truth. But don't defend something that you imagine is true, or you're dealing with it from emotion. You know, because we're going to see your feet. And when you kind of cover your feet up, we're going to see you. They're going to show your head. You know, we're going to see. So the truth is powerful. This is the reason we study the truth. This is the reason we study the Holy Quran. And we studied the life of the prophets, all the prophets, especially Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, and especially Abraham, particularly Abraham. He was a man of truth. He loved God. Prophet Muhammad said in the Quran that he followed Abraham. And that Abraham was his leader. That's what Prophet Muhammad said. Yes, 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 yes. That's what it said. You read some more. If you haven't seen it, read some more in the Quran. Prophet Muhammad followed Abraham. He said, "That's my leader. Allahu Akbar." And it said that Abraham was neither a Jew, a Christian, or a Muslim. All right. That was the same thing that Moses ran into when he thought he was all knowing and all wise. And Allah said, "Let me show you what Allah called it? My servant. Let me show you my servant." And when he followed him for a while, and the servant told him, said, "You can't follow me." You know, Abraham Moses said, was shown that he could. He said, "Well, let me try me. Let me follow you for a while." And he knocked a hole. They got in the boat, and he put a hole in the boat. And that's what the servant was trying to tell him. How could you follow something you don't have an understanding of? That's a whole lot of wisdom. And I know there was a whole lot of so-called Muslims. They want to teach the religion, but they don't understand it. And what they do, they give the people misinformation. And that's just as bad. That's just like you working with Satan. You giving the people misinformation. You confusing the people. And another thing. A believer never, it's hardly when you ever see a believer upset. Or a believer starting some mess. You don't see that. Creating some confusion. Putting out things that is not true. That's not a believer. Getting emotional. That's not a believer. A believer's calm. He's calm. And listen. And understanding. That's a believer. And you can't tell a believer something and a believer get ticked off. You see? Or get upset. You know, about a thing. No, that don't happen. That don't happen. A believer will smile. He'll smile. If I ask you, what good I get some more of that? Where did you get that from? I'd like to give a better understanding on that. What I'm telling you is the truth. This is what God loves, is the truth. If you see a person upset easily, and want to fight, and want to argue, that's not a believer. You can want it to be a believer, but it's not a believer. I'm not Allah, but I can tell you that that's not a believer. You know a believer when you see it or when you hear him. You know. It's something that's, that makes you light up a little bit. It's something that makes you interested. These are some of the things that Shaitan knows, and the reason that the Shaitan try to put false ideas and images on you, because it's just a test. That's how they test you with these type of things that I'm talking about. That's what they test you with. You can't be influenced by no image if you're a believer. It's not going to influence you. You can sit up and talk to her. They can put something on you all day and night. And it won't even make effect. Not a believer. It affected the disbeliever. It will bring out something that the disbeliever is trying to hide. This is the reason that when Jesus said, "Know you the truth, and the truth will set you free." And he have said that about the one that wants to believe, and he said that truth has never entered them. Never entered their heart. Righteousness or truth have never entered their hearts. So, yeah, you can fool some people. Maybe sometimes, you know, the disbeliever feels that's all what matters. That I might not fool the one that I'm trying to put the peoples against, but I'm fooling the ignorance that's around him, the ignorant peoples that are around him. That's enough for me. They think like that. They appeal to the ignorant. It's impossible for them to appeal to the believer, because the believer ain't gonna play that game. They're not even going to go along with that game. Allahu Akbar. Know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free or make you free. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one right there. Imam Wabidi Muhammad was one that could bring forth truth to you in a way where it's sound and seem like it's something that you knew all the time. And he never would go against a believer. Never would do it. Even why did mama? I didn't stay around him 11 years for nothing. And he didn't build up people. Imam didn't do that. He didn't do that. He might recognize you. He might recognize you. You know. But he's careful. Because he know about Sheriff. He careful with that recognition. He do it in a way where I'm gonna drop this, but I'm gonna have to bag up off of the rip right away. You know, yeah. I know so and so. And I don't think I want to say he got a good heart. And then he'll back up off him. He'll back up off him. He won't, he won't, he won't, won't give him too much accolade. You know, it give him just enough where it say a hint is to the wise is sufficient. Praise be to Allah. There's so many people out here who wants to do good, but the reason that they are not stepping forward is because Satan is keeping the people ignorant, and the ignorant people will attack you. That's when the Imam said. He said that the dragon power don't lie in the fire that he breathes, that they show you on television. His fire is what burns you up. He said that's not what his power is at. Say his power is in his tail. And he told us who was the tail. He said if you go to church, he said the preacher teach and say it's the congregation. He talks to the congregation in a way where the words that he say won't burn you up. But the congregation, he'll put the congregation against you. So his power is in his tail, is not in the fire that he breathes out of his mouth. So this is what they do, brothers and sisters. This is what Shaitan does. He try to put the peoples against you. That's when they try to. That's when they so serious about trying to explain things to you. They want you to think that they got a correct understanding of things. They are the ones that you have to come to for the clarity of things. This is how they want you to think. You know, so they keep you in the dark. You know, at any time they wants to use you, all they had to do is bring forth the one they want to attack, and the people would go against them. But Allah is giving the people's light where they are waking up, and now they are getting to the point where they're able to see the hypocrite. They're able to see him. And they're asking the question, why is he attacking that brother? That's all that brother do is go out and try to do good. Everything he does, he's trying to help people. He's trying to wake up people. Why is they attacking him? So Allah is blessing the common people, you know, the people that sit up and listen and want to get a better understanding. Allah is blessing them, so they are able to sit up and recognize the hypocrite. And the hypocrite is one that always stay on with you. I'm doing this for you. I'm looking out for you. I want the children to be successful. I'm working for the children. So we had to wake up and see if we want to remove all racial images out of worship. We got to be able to be able to see on the outside and on the inside. And we had to be able to use this in truth. Turn the light on. Be able to turn the light on anytime we want to cut the light on. Cut it off anytime we want to cut it off. When you hear things, it seems like it's gospel. That's when that light is. That's when somebody don't recognize a devil. They had in some of the history of the prophet Shaitan was asked the question, "Do you see me?" They want to know, do the people see him? They're doing things and that they usually do, but they can tell that people is acting different. They must see them. So they'll ask the question, do you see me? Truth stand out clear from falsehood. If we talking about removing all racial images out of worship, we can't let Shaitan put forth images in our mind. And have us open to false worship. Can't do that. We got to watch out for that. Praise be to Allah. And just like what I'm saying, Allah gonna bless you with some truth. It may be even better than what I just told. It's gonna be your job to bring it forth. The Quran says, just like the hypocrite protect each other, the believer should protect each other. That's right. So the believers should protect each other. There's a whole lot of things we want to do, but we're afraid to do it because of the reaction or getting attacked. So you got the people holding back. We got to get rid of this Shaitan. We got to turn the light on Shaitan. If we're talking about removing all racial images out of worship, we got to turn the light on Shaitan. In other words, it's going to have to be more than just a few of us. It's going to have to be a whole lot of us shining this light of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasulullah. Came to you in peace, going to leave you in peace. Of assalamu alaikum. We're going to turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaykum as-salam. Hello, Akbar.
I'll just get it flipped back over. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Brother Sujah. So anybody else got anything they'd like to share, match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. So we here to get rid of
it. I stood it up.
So it's gonna take.
I stood.
Take more. You, but you know, expecting all. So we know that the only way.
Yeah.
We need the Caucasian. Says it hurt them the worst because they
yes,
got about a team of. Camera going through an hour needle with that Arrogant they have fell under. They can
yes,
call
sir.
Themselves God. They you know, treating people, think they're better than people, and that's what that image have done for them. So they definitely
yes,
need this image to move. But we can be one people.
Yeah.
We all come from that. Imam said that to if you don't want to be, you don't want to be white dope, then stay out of the kitchens, stay out of Africa, stay out of hot climate. So that's what we got our color, the climate that we live in. Hot black, light
sun,
dope, light dope, dog dope come from the climate come at. So we can change this situation. If we've been honest, they bought into the racism. We didn't buy into it. We went and got nobody and brought them in, worked them for 1 year without paying. And we don't have no record of that. We had a record of a tribe. Well, were tribes all over the globe at that time was against each other. That's been a problem. The Satan brought about tribalism, putting each other to get together against each other and against the tribe. So we see the problem in Africa the same way. They were divided because one tribe thought they were better and superior than none. So we know Satan wanted the root of that. He ruled it. So we have that same tribalism in north and south and especially in Chicago and east side, west side. People wearing different colors. Some of tribalism, so we got that problem still.
Alhamdulillah.
So we can correct this problem with the help of Allah. We got the Quran. We got the information how to correct this problem. So anybody else got anything they would like to say or they want to, at this time, all they got to do is raise, match one, come into the queue. And we will cut your mic on. We are here to listen as well as to speak. We want to listen too. So assalamu alaikum. Call 718-4805. You got it. State your name, your location.
Yes. Haji Lala, Fort Valley, Georgia.
Welcome back from Washington, D.C.
Alhamdulillah. I'm a little wore out.
Okay.
I'm a little wore out, so I'm just going to be quick with my comment. I did experience once before a Caucasian man was going in the store. Same time I was going in, we both stopped because I was expecting him to open the door, and obviously he must have been expecting me to open the door. So what I did, I opened the door after waiting for a few minutes, and I closed the door right behind me. I said, because I'm not holding the door open for no man. I don't care what color he is. I'm not going to open the door for him. So I closed the door right behind me. That's one incident. I hope I don't have to go through that again. But then another time, I'm watching a show, and there was a Caucasian woman in a clothing store. And then there's the black woman that's in the clothing store, not the black woman, Malawian woman in the clothing store. So they both reaching for the same outfit. But the Malawian woman already had it in her hand. And then the Caucasian woman wants to come and take it out of her hand and pull it. And then the Malawian woman saying, no, I'm buying this. She says, no, I'm buying. She said, I'm calling the cops. This Caucasian woman. So she showed up, she called the police, but she didn't know that the granddaughter was recording it all. So this was a high executive in a business. And so when the granddaughter showed the grandmother that she had them on film, and then she put it in on the internet. So everybody started looking at the internet. And so when she went to work the next day, the young girl came up to her and said, you know, that wasn't nice what you did to my grandmother. And she says, little girl, she says, you stay in your, and I'll take apology from your grandmother. So now what you need to do, you run on home. So the young lady went back and she press the button. She said, look, you're on camera, and we have everything you said on video. And so the woman ended up losing her job because everybody saw what was going on. So, you know, sometimes they have to be careful what they do.
Allahu
Akbar, that's what I say.
Allahu Akbar.
This
one,
yeah. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hope nobody has to really experience anything like that. That was a TV program. That was terrible. But Allah's in
well,
charge. Mm-hmm. Allah with you.
Mm-hmm. So how long that was, Sister Lala?
What was that?
How long would that that happen? How long was that?
It was, I thought, I think about 2 weeks ago on, the name of the show was Equalizer with rapper, actress Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the Equalizer,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The one thing that's fighting. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that happened all the time. Worship things is happening. That hasn't
mm-hmm.
changed. Your parking place, they show it on the internet where this African-American park person, they call a lady come tell me she's in a parking place and call the police on the children for selling water,
mm-hmm.
call
mm-hmm.
the police on people that lived in the same building, that she didn't believe that he stayed, want her to show him his ID, and he told her he's showing her nothing. She, you know, oh, police, you going to show me your ID? You call the police. And, you know, the problem with that, when they call the police and the police come there that look like them and have the same mentality they got, then you're going to find yourself in a bit trouble that you got somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's going on. And that's,
mm-hmm.
that's why these cell phones are so valuable. You record everything that happened. And, well, you can use
exactly.
it to protect yourself. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
a blessing from Allah, the recorders on these phones.
Yes, indeed.
You can send,
yes, indeed.
You can send what happened on the internet real quick. All you got to do is match the button, and you can send it, put it on the internet, Facebook.
Okay.
All you got to do is say record. That's been recorded. And everybody up from around the country will see it.
Well, bear witness.
Yes, right. You're so right.
That's what I was saying earlier. That Allah fixing so that you won't be seen.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna be able to hide.
Mm-hmm.
No, camera on you.
Yeah, that camera is on you. You know,
yeah.
That's
right.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So, sister, tell us about some of the good things that went on there at the time to be grateful.
Oh my God, so much! It was. You were jumping from Friday to Sunday. It was something to do every day, 4 and 5 things. But what they didn't do, in my opinion, is that they put things like close to each other. Workshops was like back to back. You didn't know which workshop to go to, but they had them at the same time. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so that made it a little difficult. Then they had like a bus tour, and they oversold, so they had to get 2 or 3 extra buses. Well. Total of 3 extra buses, and I think the bus maybe carried about maybe 25 to 30 people each bus.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the people had, you know, some had went earlier, and then some had to wait until the next bus comes. And we didn't go, so we had we lost the money on that because we had something else to do at the time. And we were trying to sell the tickets, but we were unable to do that. Allah knows,
right.
You know. So then the sister said that they had a luncheon waiting for them once they left the bus tour and whatnot. It took about 4 hours. So they went to the Washington, D.C. Masjid, and they had luncheon there. So once they ate and whatnot, they got back on the bus and came back to the program. But Mrs. Ellie and I, we didn't go because I think she had a family member to come and spend the time with her. And then we had a family member who picked us up, so we weren't able to go. So, and then we, you know, were largely charged. We didn't make anything off of that. But we were trying to sell them. If we couldn't sell them, we would just give them. But everybody seemed to have already had their tickets, so that was that. Then okay, and then some of the activities were a fashion show. Oh, that fashion show was so nice. And, of course, our favorite, Aunt Jew, she was there. She had about 7 pieces and whatnot. And one of her models were a former professional model, also a vendor at the time.
I know her and her husband.
Oh, okay. She had one piece with this particular sister I'm talking about. Her name is Anissa. She's from out of North Carolina. She wore that, and she fashioned that dress so well. Somebody came and brought several things from her, just from the fashion show itself.
Thanks for the text that you sent us this morning. You got my reply, right?
Alhamdulillah. Yes.
You must be one of the angels of Allah put here on earth for us sisters, because I'm telling you, you really give us an incentive to go on and uplift us so much every morning, every day. It doesn't matter if you're home or you're out of state or where. It's a blessing.
Yes,
we thank you. I was asking you if that outfit that you said a sister dressed very well in, is that the Madame Butterfly or something like that from North Carolina someplace or somewhere else? Model back.
No, her company is Anissa.
Oh, okay.
No, it's Madame Butterfly. She's not that Madame Butterfly. She was from somewhere else in North Carolina. Name is Anissa. Right. I think it's Anissa Fashion. Well, she wasn't bending, but she did model for sister Jew. She did such a wonderful job on that. I'm pretty sure a Jew must have sold a good $1,000 worth of clothing that night.
Alhamdulillah.
How was the participation?
Overcrowded.
It was over 1,000, right?
Oh, yeah. Must have had about 50
Every
vendors.
Time I go to one of those. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. About 50 vendors. They were wall to wall, and they had them
wall
upstairs.
The
hotel wasn't so bad. It's just the bad thing about it, there were no microwaves in the room. So you pretty much had to buy food from outside and bring it in. Unless you wanted to spend that kind of money in the lot, in the hotel's food,
Right.
Yeah, and they had some halal restaurants that were close, and the food was delicious. They had a luncheon / fashion show. Then they had a lot of speakers, and a lot of awards were given out. And sister had a play, and she said she was in a play that sold out, but she was doing seven scenes for seven different sisters. She did several balls. She did Billie Holiday. She was, singing some of their songs. She did, most of them was Lena Horne.
Dinah Washington.
Who else sang? Dinah Washington. Who else? The older crowd. I said Billie Holiday.
Robert.
Yeah,
right.
I'm talking about some older sisters. She said,
Billie Holiday. Okay,
she did Ella, and I mean she did Ella justice. Like 2 minutes that she did each one of them, And boy, did she get applause. She said, the show is like sold out. Then there was another brother on Culture Night. That was pretty much full house too. And Culture Night, they were asking people to wear black and gold. And a lot of people were in black and gold, and some wasn't, but there was a comedian by the name of Moss Moses. Moss, M-O-S-S. He said he's been in the acting field for some time. So he was making a few jokes and whatnot, and he made some type of joke about that creep,
Donald Trump.
I don't even like to say his name, I'm telling you. He get on my nerves. But anyway, he said if he had news or something like that, he'll say, that's fake news. He said, that's one of Donald Trump's images. He said, that's fake news. He said, so, how did he say it? I was laughing so hard. I was laughing too hard. That's all. The lady in front of me looked behind and see who was laughing. I'm sorry.
But
it's funny to me. So he said about fake news and stuff like that there. And then he said he met a FOI. And he said the brother came up to him and he said, brother. He said always two times. He said, my man. He said, how can I help you? So he was saying that's what the brother was saying to him. He said, that's a serious brother talking like that. So he said, another brother. He told the other brother who was on the stage. He said, come on, brother. Come on, brother. Let's get it on. So everything he said, he was saying a double time. But he was funny, too. That was Friday we had.
I saw him quite a few times. He's good.
And they always clean talk, So you can appreciate clean talk.
Right.
That's what he said. Clean comedy for you all, and sister sang. The brother did some rap, some poetry. There was a brother who did spoken word. He was about 6'7", and then there was another brother. He said to look to Google. His dad, what's his dad's name? El Amin. Free Alameen.
That's brother. He got in prison.
Uh-huh. Right. And so
H. Rod Brown. That's who you're talking about.
But his son is about 30-ish, but he said he's a actor. He said he's a lawyer. He's a activist as well. And he said, and my dad would appreciate if you all will go online and, you know, make some noise about him being incarcerated because they want him home. So they're trying to work for, they were trying to work to get him home. He said he was also asked to do a play in honor of his dad. And he said, but he wanted his dad to be home to actually see the play. So he would appreciate it, make dua for his dad, and go on that website and do whatever you can. Saturday. What was that?
That's a fact. Go ahead, sister. I'm listening.
Oh, okay, okay. Alhamdulillah. Saturday was the a lot of workshops also, and then there was Brother Mark Shahi. He comes on Lifeline at times, so he's getting ready to start a show of his own. But he had a workshop for marriage and courtship, and he had a young couple maybe married 6 months. Then he had
seven years.
Okay.
What brother Mubarak say?
He said one couple, the young couple was married 7 years, and the older couple was married 50.
Oh.
And the, and the older couple was saying that the older couple, the husband, he has a book out. Plus, he has a CD out, and he was a member of the Unific, something like that. So he was, he was on the road all the time. But his wife said she, you know, although he was on the road a lot, she held it down. So you got, you know, and then somebody had asked the question of what do you do to the panel? What do you do when you have a relative who wants to borrow money from you and only one is agreeable and the other one is not? So the sister got up and she had asked, what she did when her husband decided to lend a family member some money, he went on and lent it to her, and she didn't like that. So when came down in a nutshell, the family members didn't pay it back. So the wife was looking at him like, that's what I told you. You know, so they didn't see eye to eye on that. You know. So then Sunday we had the dinner was fabulous. The dinner was so many people that was in that room, it was an overflow. They had to make a second room for the banquet. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then they gave us a brunch. That afternoon. Okay, they served cod fish and chicken, and they had mashed potatoes, a couple of string beans, a couple of carrots, and no cheesecake this time. They had a chocolate mousse.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And we had chicken and fish on the same plate.
Oh,
yeah. In other words, we had two different portions of meat. We had the vegetables, and we also had the chicken and fish on the same plate. Mm.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Yeah.
And chicken breast.
Mm-hmm. Except for moving to New Jersey.
Did they say anything about the Muslim Journal moving to New Jersey?
No.
No,
they didn't say, but I did speak with Sister Aisha. So Mumsy's word, right? So she's not saying where they're going or anything like that there, but one of the staff members retired, and they had what's the soldier's name? Nate Marva. They were there. The president of Marva.
The veterans. Yeah.
Right.
Muslim military veterans.
Right.
Marva.
Association. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were saying that they've been in existence for several years, and they were, saying that they're the younger ones and the older ones who's coming aboard and whatnot, and they need everybody's, help and whatnot. And they were saying, we need our Muslim journal because that's the only way you're going to know about what's really going on with things.
Right.
And I was saying, I know y'all probably still getting y'all Muslim journal, but at times ours may not come every week. And then when it does come, it might be 2 and 3 papers that already passed.
That's what my son was saying. That was Tyreek saying. They've been sending him nothing but old papers.
Mm-hmm.
Old papers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know Elmo been known too. Akbar and Brother Emmanuel first, I can get them, together. And sometimes they don't send them to us for a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. Then when they send them, they send them back like that. They back 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Then they'll send up. When they send the third week up, they'll send the other two, 1 week, the first week and second week together with the third one. So it makes some old Muslim journals, the first two.
Exactly. Right. Right. So, once I had said that, she said, well, sister, he said, take my number and whatnot. She said, so if that should happen again, she said, call me direct. And so I said, I appreciate it, sister. Because I've moved since. I said, but my papers still going to the old address. And when I do get them, it's come a bunch of them. I said, and by then, I've missed most of the programs or whatever was going on, in the paper, because I go straight to the back where the events is going on. And then something probably done went past already or done happened already or something like that, So she said, okay. She said, I said, because I was reaching out to one of your staff members. She said, oh, you didn't know. Your sister retired. I said, oh, no, I didn't know. So she said, yeah, she retired. So she said, so take my number and you can, reach out to me directly. And I said, I appreciate that since,
Because,
I tell you, some people were wearing masks, but not a lot of people weren't wearing masks. I tell you. A lot of people were not wearing masks.
One sister you can probably help with that number, and you can probably talk to her too. Maybe I'll let her call you, ask her to call you. But she called Akbar and myself, and she was asking us how to go about for some journals because he knows that he sells them. And she's from Delaware. Sister Ruby come on Lifeline. Sister Ruby Keith.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She says she gotten her papers, and I don't know when, but she's paid for them. So she wanted to know what to do about that. She said she spoke with Mark, or called Brother Mark, and left a number and never got back with her, something like that. So maybe you can help her out. If you stay, Aisha said to call her direct, then maybe that's one of the people she should call direct. And she may not have the number.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I think what I'm going to do to stay on the safe side of the both of them, I'm going to probably reach out to Sister Aisha and ask her if it's all right before I, number to anyone,
Okay. Should be in the Muslim. Okay, yeah. Because I'm going to say it should be in the Muslim Journal, but it may not be. So, okay.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not. Their business number is in the Muslim Journal, but not her direct number.
Okay.
Which is okay too. And another, I call them special sisters myself. Anissa DeWan was there.
Oh my God, yes.
Fitra Muhammad was there.
Oh my!
And she had gotten an award because she had started the Study Al-Islam since July of 2017 during Ramadan time, and it just took off. So
I
she had got this award and took pictures.
Right.
Oh my goodness, they were taking pictures.
Did you see any of the imam from Georgia there?
Let's see. No.
Mm-hmm.
I saw quite a few imams, but none of them were from Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had an imam session, I think about 12 o'clock that Saturday. So I don't know how many imams was in there, but I didn't recognize any from Georgia.
Right.
Not Mumanoma, not Macon, not Savannah. None of them.
Did they have anything about the message of concern or da'wah or propagation or any of that?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I had the calendars, Bible calendars. Those were what I had, and I had taken them
mm-hmm.
with me. I'd asked the two people if they were interested in buying them, and then I had mentioned I also showed them the other calendar. So once they saw the other calendar, they said no, they want the other calendar, which is you who believe. So I said okay.
Yeah.
Give me your digits and whatnot, and I'll contact you when I get them. I said, because they were supposed to come to us before we got here. I said, however, they weren't there, so this is what I bought. So
mm-hmm.
I ended up bringing them back home.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
That was a blessing that you got the calendars out there so they would know about them and send orders for some.
Mm-hmm. Did you
right.
sell anybody buy any of the true calendar?
No.
They told her that she said they wanted true calendar. They wanted the one with the true,
okay.
the Muslim calendar. They didn't want the Christmas. That's the one she took there, by true Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't want that. That's what she said.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's
right.
What she
said. Right.
But she said she was back. You know, said she took their number. Mm-hmm. Or whatever,
mm-hmm.
told them, you know, and she was sending to them,
okay.
like
mm-hmm.
the orders
mm-hmm.
for them.
Yeah, I had gotten some orders for the calendars, but alhamdulillah, we have the calendars, so I sent quite a few of them out today. Alhamdulillah, yeah. But
that's
I was surprised,
good.
But then I said, then I'm not surprised because they're Muslims and probably they want, you know, to see
Muslims.
Just, you know, yeah. Well, it's okay. You know, so I showed them a picture that was in my phone of the Oh You Who Believe calendar. So they said, oh, we want that one. And we'll wait. Not to say that they didn't actually want that one, but they want that one first. And then if they decide, they'll get the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And one brother, he did order the Bible one mom.
Yeah,
and then another brother said, oh, I have so many calendars. I said, oh, okay.
That's all you can say.
But,
oh, okay.
That's all I can say. But real quick, I'm going to say this. Sister Mahasa was there. Brother Anthony from New York was there. My husband and I. Zellian Jihad, Amira was Vinden.
From Chicago?
Yes,
Amira
from Chicago.
Okay.
Yes.
And she was Vinden, right?
Right.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah.
And Brother Mark was there also. But now, who else was from the Lifeline was there?
You're not talking about Mark from Chicago. You're talking about another Mark.
Yes, I'm talking about Mark Shaheen. He comes on the Lifeline 360. Sometimes.
Mark Shaheen from 360, right? He comes on the Lifeline 360, right?
Yes, he have a program on 360 as well.
Right.
And Brother Fareed's wife, who has all the children, she was there with her husband.
It's Rukai. She has seen up this is a magic.
Right. Rukai. Mm-hmm. And,
I didn't know that.
No, that's ex-wife.
That's his ex-wife. I didn't know they wouldn't marry.
Yeah, they were married.
They got separated.
Yes, they have five children together. Who else was there from the Lifeline? And sometime this other brother, he's out of New York. He's imam in the Bronx. He was there.
The one from the Bronx is married sister Jamila Jihad.
He's
from the
I'm trying to think of his name right now. I'm looking right at him in my eyes. Oh my goodness. And the other brother was vending from Al Mumunun. What's his? He has the true detergent.
Malik or Ali?
No, Malik was there. That's the owner. Okay. Talking about the vending.
Brother Mahdi.
He and his wife were there as well. And a terrible thing happened because he parked in the wrong place and they towed his car away.
Oh my God.
Good thing he got it back.
Alive with it.
Oh yeah.
You don't want to get your car towed when you're out of town.
You're not kidding, because he's selling all the goods inside of there.
Hello, Akbar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Akbar. I'm thankful for that.
I mean. Yes, sure. And then they had Layla Muhammad was there. She was selling her books.
She wrote
three books, and they're not in the journal. Her husband was there. He has three books out, and his books are in the back of the journal. But she has some books out that she's going to put out soon, she said. She's getting them together, and she's going to put them out soon, inshallah.
Was Sister Shirley there?
No, sir. Sister Shirley is in a nursing home.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
She's been there for quite a while.
Man, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's been there for quite a while. But what about Angina? Was she there? Don't see her much. Angina.
No, she wasn't there either.
Because she worked with the Muslim Journal.
Okay. No, she wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah. I know it'd be packed. That's what a whole lot of people don't know. And that you got these different parts of Imam Wahabi Muhammad supporters. They putting on events, and it'll be thousands of people at these different events. I've been to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was be concentrating on, be trying to bring together, that we got to come together. We got to come,
sure,
you know.
Sure do.
And don't be building a one group, you know.
Right.
And because you don't know how the people are thinking. We
right.
don't know how the people are thinking. You know, people want to come together.
Yeah.
You know, that's
oh,
where that's where we get that's where we get our power at.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of us were so happy to be with each other. We're like, oh my goodness.
Right.
We're so glad this pandemic is over. Now we can be with one another. And oh my goodness. Because I've been to both the ones with the mosque here. A lot of them don't have the ones that go to greatest Time to Be Grateful. A lot of people from Time to Be Grateful don't go to the mosque here.
That's
yeah,
right.
I know that.
Some of them don't even know about the mosque here. You have to tell them, what? Oh, Farrakhan? No, no, not Farrakhan.
You can't tell them right from mosque care that you think that's all this is, mosque care. I said, that's
yeah,
a
that's
brother.
Right. That's
I said,
right.
You got thousands of, you may have followers coming together.
That's right.
You know. Damn. And so you just, I mean, you go to Texas now. You go to Houston, Texas, and Florida. You got a whole lot of Muslims that support Imam Wahid Muhammad. And there's thousands of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But,
right.
you know, the sad part is they don't, the mosque here don't mention the time to be grateful, and the time to be grateful don't mention the mosque.
Yes. That's,
not good at all. That's not good
that's
at
not
all.
That's not good at all.
Well, you
ask me, I'm right in the middle, kind of looking at y'all got to come, we got to come together.
Well, you know, the mosque here for a while was having things. Some kind of a misunderstanding with the mosque here for a while, but when she had moved and gone down to what was that? We go every year for the
New
Medina. I thought that had settled things between them, the mosque here and the Muslim Journal, but I don't know.
Well, they sure need to come together because they should
right.
be one. Everybody's under Imam W.D. Muhammad, Rabbi Allah, so I don't know why they all are so separated. It's pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know
it's
what
pitiful.
It's about
yeah.
the information they had in the Muslim
community. You're talking about some power. That we have some power.
Mm-hmm.
And make money if we come together and support each other. That's what the imam was talking about when he was telling these masjid become have your own government, you know, and
that's
in
right.
these different states, and
mm-hmm.
and then you know you can have one big gathering, and from different states you come together. People buy all your product.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
You know, we got to get away from it. I mean, we Muslims. We
yeah,
keep
we're
doing
you
it
know,
better
but,
than Christians.
That's true, but what we have to do first, we have to work with our own individual selves and get ourselves right, and then we can come together, you know, because we, a lot of times, we emphasize.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem.
Concentrate on the negatives instead of the positives.
Yeah, we can't get our own
stuff
together.
Start thinking more positive and concentrating on positive things that will help bring us together, and not about what others are doing and each other's doing that keep us apart. You know, we got to concentrate on breaking strategies.
Well, we
got
to support each other, Sister Daya. We got to support
huh?
each other.
Yes,
we got
do.
To support each other.
Yeah, we have to. You know, but some of us will. Say we have to support each other, but some businesses just support themselves and don't think about supporting the other businesses.
Well, they're you said don't talk negative.
That's what I just said. We have to stop focusing so much on the negative and think more on the positive, and then maybe we come together.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah.
Because
it's coming.
Says, at the business luncheon, the brother who is the owner of the We Buy Black.
Yeah, I know them brothers.
Listen, now listen what he said. He said that he had been threatened many times, so he stays strapped. By who? Our people.
Mm-hmm.
Why you have to call the product back? We Buy Black. He said he had three different names, and he boiled it down to We Buy Black.
Mm-hmm.
He's been getting threatening calls. He has to look around before he go in. He has to look around when he come out. Now, you know, there ain't no way to be careful. He said,
he got a right to name his company We Buy Black if that's what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah, but we teach on that image. When you go against so-called white people, you're a threat.
But it's not the white people.
You make a statement that We Buy Black, you know, that's these people think you're a threat to them, and you're a threat to their master.
Right, that was it.
Oh, a threat to their master.
Yeah, when you sound like that, you sound their master, and you ain't got no business doing that.
Well, you see, that's the difference between the older days and the older days. It was about the master, what they called a master, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed devil. So people out of what they could do to keep the black people down.
We're trying to correct that. We're not calling the people devils. We say anybody that disobey Allah. We ain't calling no cover.
Why they wanted to threaten him
because
saying We Buy Black?
Because he when he do that, he draws the people that who like us in.
And some people get mad about it.
I sound like him.
I just want to ask one question.
What is You Buy Black giving back to the community?
They just got started, Karan.
Those brothers are wealthy now. They are well off. So I was just asking, what are they giving back to the community? I'm just asking, what are they giving back to the community?
Then they showing people the disadvantaged how to go and benefit for themselves. They're selling training young people.
They give it to the school. They have other business, black business.
And they coming up. Those are Sister Clara Muhammad. Did he say why they was threatened?
Did he say why?
Because we buy black.
Yeah.
Because they emphasizing black. We buy
jealous.
Black.
They're just jealous. African American jealous of each other.
And they're trying to tell him that he shouldn't emphasize black.
I don't know if that or not. We don't know.
Trying to emphasize to him that he shouldn't say we buy black. You know,
that's
like
great.
Why did he say that?
Maybe you need to explain that to them, you know, explain that to them, because they probably don't understand that as just a trade name, you know. And then he could find other places where people name certain things, you know.
Ron, he said that he had three different names. He said, and the one that stuck out the most was this last one. We
I
Black.
Think that's a good, I think that's
said,
good. I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's
good. He said that that they've been doing pretty doggone good. He said, but it's our people who want him to change the name. He said he's not going to do it. We don't like each other. We don't like each other. He said, and that's not good.
And it's
This is for us.
Mainly the men.
We pro us.
Yeah.
You know, and he couldn't have been no more than 5'7", maybe 100 pounds.
Yeah, that's what he comes over to El Mubinon and hold Juma some Fridays.
Oh.
He may have to let him have Juma lead the Juma there when he go out of town sometimes.
Oh,
and he speak all that kind of stuff, you know, and he says, you know, we need more young people over here in this mass year.
Right.
You know, because just got elderly people, mostly elderly people will soon die out. We need you.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So you don't know people that had him anyway, because he supported. He come out and let you know. He supported me, man. Worthy, mom.
He meant a little bit himself.
Yeah. So.
And Muhammad's graduate.
Yeah,
you know, went to college and everything. Came back alumni.
No, they should change that. They had a thing. They should change that NAWCP, you know, the thing for colored people.
Mm-hmm.
They said when they change that, tell him then he might consider.
And that's around for years, because you know what? There were Caucasians in that.
Mm-hmm.
There were Caucasians in that NAACP.
I'm telling you, when they change, tell you, then he changed then. That's why I tell
you. What's the difference? Only when we call color black. That's why they never, a contraindicator never got into that NAACP. A lot of people thought it was for African Americans. But it was just as many Caucasians in the NAACP.
And
it started and originated.
And it
was black, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
I think the lady getting ready to cut us off.
We got 30 today, just tonight, 9:30. Oh, you got three more minutes? Okay, yeah, because it started at 7:30, so you're up at 9:30.
Yes,
it is.
How long will you close us out?
9:27.
Yes. Yeah, I close it out. Then we keep talking after. I want to relay he meant a sheep time by Jean with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray.
Amen.
So I'll come back tomorrow night.
Okay.
Did you get your apron?
Yes. Thank you so much. I'm going to see if who wants to buy those.
Yes, ma'am.
Those are
the agents that we're going to sell.
You didn't tell me you had
sale yet.
Oh, you don't have nothing to sell yet.
Oh, I send you all one too, Agba and Sister Daya.
When did
Daya,
you send it?
I send you April.
When?
It's in the mail. You should get it Wednesday.
Oh, it's in the mail now. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, you're going to get it Wednesday.
All right. Give me a price so I can promote them.
We're going to sell them. How much are we supposed to be selling them for?
Yeah, y'all said $15, you know?
I think you should sell them at least. We said We said $15.
Okay.
Yes. Now they sell them for $25 in the store, same kind.
Okay.
So I was going to ask y'all, should we just set them for 15? Okay.
And then they'll be good to get a start. Get a start on it, sell for 15. Then as you sell it, make a profit and get back your money that you paid to get them, you know, made and all that kind of stuff. Then you can go up.
I think we had agreed to sell them for 20. Collectively, we had agreed that.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down.
Uh-huh.
And the reason we said that we're going to sell it for 20 is because I told you all the same thing that there in Walmart, they're selling in Albertson, they're selling them for 25. But we can sell them for 15.
Get the start off. Give them a good start. That's how you do with the account. They started cheaper with the calendars, and then just go one up a little bit, you know, start going up a little bit. But y'all selling yours too for 25, right? The calendars, you see.
Right.
But then there's still some too who sell them for a different price.
15. Yeah.
15 a piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lava Nation, Sister Daya.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to get together. Sister Lala, so we need to get online so we could get online. Start putting these on. We need to get online. And I'm going to try to get somebody that could help us to get online. And we can learn how to work the store.
Think about selling online. I would have to be taught on how to get online and sell something.
Brother that's worked for a selling company at the Matt, come to El Manoon, a big red brother, he's broken his leg, he got a bad leg. He's a marketing person. He said he can show. He said these young people get on that line and some of them make $1 million.
Yeah, they do, and it's advertised all the time.
So he said, anybody want to sell anything, get with him. He'll show you how to take the telephone
and go.
Yeah, what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
Well, then you tell him, contact him, and then maybe he can be able to do a Zoom or be able to go through the procedure with one, how to go about it.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
he's a good brother. He
could just write down a document to go about it or something like that, because he's in he's here. They're in the in Louisiana,
right.
and then Mark and them are in Georgia, then Macon, Georgia, down that way, and we may not be able to all come together at a meeting or anything like that, person.
Well, right.
He's got to find some kind of way to map that out for us.
He just shows out how to do Zoom and all that. They're gonna be a market man. He knows all the you got a good problem. Just put it on the night, and man, you said
that. That's the same thing Quran is saying.
Yeah.
You know?
I believe in what Quran said. Quran says you're not advertising, you're not in business.
Not really a business.
I believe that.
Yeah, but see, and that takes somebody that knows what they're doing to teach somebody else to do that, because you would agree that, yes, that's a good way to sell your products, you know, and advertise your product as well. But if you don't know how to do it, and how you got to learn how to do it first.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll get his number, and we'll give him a call.
Yeah.
Hope to hear everybody tomorrow.